And her love made Clifford grow so big that the Howards had to leave their home. Clifford's the best friend anyone could know. He's the greatest dog ever. I really think so. Clifford's so loyal. Clifford. He's there when you call. I love Clifford, the big red dog. So they packed up a family car, and the Howards left the city. They moved to Birdwell Island and they're many new friends. They're to greet Clifford and Emily. Clifford's so much fun, he's a friend to us all. I love Clifford, the big red dog.
Isn't ready for jumping yet. Listen, hear how crunchy they are?
Yeah, so?
When this pile is finished and I jump into it, it's gonna make the biggest, crunchiest sound in the whole entire world.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mmm. Can I jump in your pile too, T-Bone?
Sure, when it's done, but I need a bunch more leaves first.
I'll help you find some.
Thanks, Clifford. Look for the brownest, crunchiest ones you can find.
I'll help too.
Perfect.
The perfect way to spend a Saturday morning.
Oh my gosh! Is it Saturday morning?
Yep, it is.
I almost forgot. Sheriff Lewis and I are gonna play some fetch together this morning. I gotta go.
What about your leaves?
Oh yeah.
I'll watch them till you get back, T-Bone.
You will?
I won't let anything happen to them.
Really? You promise?
I promise.
You're the best, Clifford. I'll be back soon.
Bye, see you later.
You know, T-Bone's right. This is a great pile of leaves, all crunchy and stuff.
Yeah, I can't wait to jump in and hear them crackling.
Yeah, me too.
Clifford, you're not thinking of jumping in those leaves right now, are you?
It would be so great to hear them.
Yeah, it would.
And we could always make another pile.
Yeah, we could.
So we should go ahead and jump in.
Yeah, we should. Wait a minute. Didn't you promise T-Bone you'd take care of this pile of leaves for him, Clifford?
Yeah, you're right. So I guess we better not jump in them. But I can't resist.
Wait, big guy!
That was fantastic.
Huh? Hey, come back here. Stop, come back.
What's going on? Those are T-Bone's leaves. Stop!
Oh, no. T-Bone's leaves are gone.
Not all of them.
Oh, Cleo, why did I have to jump on the pile?
Don't worry, Clifford. We can just make another pile.
No, we can't. I promised T-Bone I'd take care of this pile. I promised.
Well, yeah. But those leaves are all over the island by now. You can't get them back.
I can try.
What?
I have to, Cleo. A promise is a promise.
But Clifford...
Come on, before they blow any farther away.
Sometimes it's hard being such a great friend.
Chips.
Woof, woof, woof.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, that's the last leaf, Cleo.
We did it, big guy. Oops. Well, there it goes.
Oh my gosh, it's getting away. I can't just let it get away.
Clifford, don't! Shake. Well, Clifford, you did it. You got back every single leaf.
Couldn't have done it without you.
We're a good team.
Look at them. I bet they're gonna sound so crunchy.
Oh, they sure are.
Wouldn't you just love to take one tiny practice jump?
Yeah, I would. But we're not going to.
Just one teeny tiny little jump.
You couldn't do anything teeny tiny.
It would be teeny tiny, I promise.
Remember what happened last time you made a promise?
Yeah, I guess I should only make a promise if it's one I can keep. Okay, no jumping. Nothing's going to happen to T-Bone's leaves. Oh, no, you don't. You're staying right here.
T-Bone, how's your game of fetch with Sheriff Lewis?
Great.
Clifford and I had a pretty good game of fetch, too. That is, when we weren't watching your leaves.
I knew Clifford would take good care of them. He promised. Thanks, Clifford.
You're welcome, T-Bone.
And look, that wind knocked down a million more brown leaves. Why don't we sweep them all into one big monster crunchy pile? You wanna?
Yeah.
Sure.
My pile of leaves is gonna be the biggest, loudest, crunchiest pile of leaves any dog has ever, ever seen. This is gonna crunch from here to the moon.
It sure is.
And Clifford, how'd you like to be the first one to jump in?
You mean it?
Of course.
Okay, Clifford. You ready? One, two. Whee!
Let's pile them up and do it again.
Yeah, it'll be great. I promise.
Story, don't you? I thought so. He's your favorite. Today's story is Speckle and the Lost Bunny. One day, even though she was always very careful, Luna lost her favorite stuffed bunny. Her friends helped her look high and low, but the bunny was nowhere to be found. Knowing that Luna would miss her bunny, Speckle suggested that they make her a new one. And everyone was inspired with their own ideas. Reva went into the forest and made a bunny with pine cones and ferns. Darnell went to the creek and made a bunny of stones and shells. In the meadow, Ravi made a sweet-smelling flower bunny. And Speckle took some hay and cloth and made Luna a soft straw bunny. When they surprised Luna with her new bunnies, she had a happy surprise of her own. She had found her old bunny. And now she was even happier, because now her friends had bunnies of their own. And so they played and pretended for the rest of the afternoon, each enjoying their one-of-a-kind bunny. The end.
That was a great story. Isn't reading fun?
Next Monday will be Silly Sports Day here at school.
Oh, that was so much fun!
What's Silly Sports Day, Miss Carrington?
Well, Vaz, it's kind of like the Olympics, but instead of serious sports, we do silly stuff.
Last year, I did the cream pie long jump. I jumped as far as I could into a huge whipped cream pie.
And I did the mile-long bike race on a little tricycle.
Sounds like fun!
That's what it's all about, Vaz, having fun. So everyone please pick an event from the hat. The field will be set up this weekend, so you can practice if you'd like. But remember, this isn't something to win at. It's a day to have fun.
I got the feather pillow toss. What did you get, Charlie?
Jiggly juggling.
You'll be great at that. You're good at everything.
Great. I got that messy old cream pie long jump.
It is messy. Last year, I got so covered in whipped cream, they put my picture in the paper.
The newspaper?
Uh-huh. Want to trade?
Oh, no thanks, Emily Elizabeth. The cream pie long jump sounds perfect for me.
Juggling three squishy jigglies will be way too easy. I think I'll try juggling six.
Six? Wow! If anyone can do it, you can, Charlie. Hi, Clifford. Want to help me practice my pillow tossing tomorrow, boy?
Let's meet here tomorrow morning and practice together.
Great! See you then.
Wow. Are you planning to eat all of that wiggly gelatin?
This is for Silly Sports Day, Dad. I'm gonna be a jiggly juggler.
You'll be good at that.
Oops. Sorry. I'll clean it up.
That's okay. But from now on, maybe you should practice outside, huh?
Right.
I love slime. This is fun. Here goes the pillow toss. Harder than it looks. I know I can do better than this. Wow! Look at it go! Clifford, were you helping me? You're a good friend, Clifford, and I appreciate your help. But you blowing on the pillow isn't fair. I need to do it myself. It's okay for now, but you can't do it on Silly Sports Day, okay?
Woof, woof.
Hey, everybody, look! Charlie's gonna jiggly juggle!
This is gonna be good! Okay, here goes nothing. That's one. It's a cinch. Okay, here comes three. Okay, I'll get it.
Juggling's harder than he thought it would be.
I can't wait for Silly Sports Day, especially your event. Jiggly juggling.
I decided I'm not going to do it.
Oh?
Juggling's too hard.
Yeah, it is kind of hard.
Huh?
I never could quite do it myself. Ooh.
You look silly, Dad.
It's fun just to be silly sometimes.
Yeah, but I told everyone I was gonna be so good at juggling that I'd juggle 6 jiggly bags.
Even if you're not good at it, Charlie, it's still fun to try new things, eh? Even when you miss. Don't be afraid to try, son. Just do your best and enjoy yourself.
Okay, Dad. Thanks. Hey! I'm not so bad. I'm terrible. I'm never going to juggle again. Never! I can't, Clifford. I'm no good at this. Okay. I'll try it again. It is kind of fun, I guess. Wow! 4 bags! Look at me! Wahoo! This is fun! Oh, brother. Okay, I'll do it. All right, Charlie. And now I'll try 4 jiggly juggling bags.
Clifford's big idea for today is help others.
Oh, no! I can't find it anywhere.
Hey, T-Bone. I was just on my way over to Clifford's house. Wanna come?
No, thanks.
Hey!
Oh, sorry, Cleo. It's just that I buried a bone here yesterday, and now I can't find it.
Can I help?
Sure. Thanks.
Hey, guys, what you doing?
I'm looking for a bone I buried.
And I'm helping.
Let me help, too. Found it!
You did find it! You're the best friends a dog could ever have.
When you help someone, You really make them feel good. And you make yourself feel pretty good, too. That's why Clifford's big idea for today is help others.